ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، خالق السماوات والأرضين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وصفيه أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين الروح وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الدائم الأبدية وعلى وعدائم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب الحكيم وقرآن المجيد وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
الحمد لله، and we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given the blessing to acknowledge the services by Ahlul Bayt and to understand and take the guidance of Quran from the doorsteps of Ahlul Bayt. Imam Hussain alayhi salam's personality is so strong that even after passing through 14 centuries, it hasn't become weak. Rather, it has its root has gone down and in depth in the hearts of mu'mineen. It not only mu'mineen, but all those people around the world who are wandering in confusion and doesn't know what to do, Imam Hussain is the hope for them, for the entire mankind. The principles laid by Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the sacrifices which was being given by him and his companions and his family members, is an example and role model for the entire world. The people who are looking for a just society, Imam Hussein's uprising in Karbala is a hope that these people will able to uproot the injustice in the societies, injustice in themselves, injustice in their homes, injustice in their communities, and injustice in their societies. The teaching of Islam is holistic. It's not specific for one space or one era. It's an overall, it covers all the aspects. That's why we see Imam Hussein's life If we go through his lifestyle, that how he used to spend his daily life, what he used to do in everyday life. It's been narrated in many historic books. When we go through it, we see that Imam Hussein, if he starts his day with Salatul Layl, night prayer, then Fajr prayers. At times it has been mentioned that he used to recite Quran after Salatul Layl and before Fajr prayers. Sometimes has mentioned that after Fajr prayers, or maybe it could be both. So the recitation of Quran was an essential part of his life. Offering prayers on its first time was the habit, or has been, I cannot say it's a habit, I don't get the correct word, but it was something that they have been groomed on this. They have been groomed that by being convinced that the importance of offering prayers on its first time. There was no doubt in offering prayers or not. We all need to offer prayers, submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But giving due importance to our prayers is important. When it's Quran mentions that offer prayers and save that prayer and preserve that prayer and give importance to your prayers, ulama and interpreters of Quran has mentioned one of the things which shows that a person is giving importance to prayers, salat, is offering it in its first time. Number two, offering salat correctly. Now, correctly, what does it mean correctly? Offering salat correctly, that its pronunciation of Arabic words, that is tajweed, should be correct. A person should able to differentiate between seen and saad. At times we recite Sirat al-Mustaqim. It's not Sirat, it's Sirat al-Mustaqim. It's saad. So differentiate. I cannot teach it right now, but just to point it out that we should be careful about the correct pronunciation. Number three, giving importance to salat means that we should be offering salat correctly, not just its pronunciation, but its performance as well. We should know that how we should do qiyam, how we should do ruku, how we should go in sajda, and so on. Giving importance to salat, these are the obligatory things which I said to you. The recitation of Quran, the pronunciation of Quran, and the articles which we should follow to perform our salat correctly. It's an obligation. But the optional but recommended things are mustahabbat, like what we add into our salat. Do we recite just three times Subhanallah, 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 or we recite Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi once, or we recite it thrice, we recite Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi once, or we recite it thrice, or seven times, or 70 times. It's been narrated that Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam used to recite zikr of ruku and zikr of sujood 70 times. Yes, I just narrated. I cannot suggest you, because I myself do not recite 70 times. So I cannot say something which I do not perform myself. But this is the hadith we should follow. Yes, if we cannot follow it every day in every salat, maybe in one of the rukus in a day, if not in one of the rukus or one of the sujood in a day, maybe in a week, like Shab-e Jummah, night of Thursday night, or maybe on Friday or something like that, in one salat, in one of the salat. So we should know and get the pleasure of saying Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem wa bihamdi. So it reminds us what I was telling you last night, that when we recite again and again and repeat it, its impact, its positive impact comes on our hearts, on ourselves. So when we repeat 70 times, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem wa bihamdi, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la wa bihamdi, so its impact we will see on your own self, on your heart, on your feelings, on your mind. It's and then when it will be on us, its impact will be on us. Of course, it's a noor. So it will reflect in our lifestyle. Many of our things which we have challenges and problems at home, at workplace, you will see that we are able to handle those things. I don't say that those things will be solved, but at times we get we have some tension, we have been, you know, get some anxiety because of that. So if we need to calm ourselves, we need to recite, we need to surrender ourselves in the presence of Allah, that Allah, we have nothing. It's all belongs to you. I cannot solve my problems. I cannot overcome the issues I have in my life. I have many, many issues. But I submit myself to you and seek your assistance. بِحَقِّ قُرْآنِ وَبِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَالِ مُحَمَّدْ. And you will see that we will be able to solve many of our issues. My dear, when the Tawbah of Hazrat Adam can be acceptable, when the Tawbah of Hazrat Yunus can be acceptable, what they said, Ilahi bihaqqi Fatima wa abuha wa ba'alaha wa banuha, that I give you the intercession and give you the wasita of Hazrat Fatima. Hazrat Fatima wasn't born at that time. They give the intercession of these five infallible divine guides and the noor of Allah, that is the noble lady Fatima, the Prophet Muhammad, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, Imam Hassan wa Hussein. When those prophets, when they give the wasita and intercession of these five people, so when we come to Allah and say, we give you the wasita and intercession of these five people, rather we give you the intercession of Quran al-Azim, and we give the intercession of 14 infallibles, how come it is possible that Allah doesn't solve our problems? How it is possible that He doesn't help us out and He leave us alone? It is impossible, my dear. It is that we do not approach Allah. And if we approach half-heartedly with doubts in our hearts and minds. I don't know whether it's been workable or not. Remember, it's been said in du'as that if you ask a du'a and it's not acceptable, And if it was on with all its conditions, remember it is something wasn't in your favor. If it's Allah hasn't accepted it, it was in your favor. And at many times we realize, I was very eager to do that job. I was very eager to do that business. I was very eager to go to that college or university. After passing through a few years, some time, we realize it was, whatever happened, it was good. Why it was good? Yes, we do not realize, we do not see our future ourselves, but Allah can see everything. If you remember the example the last year I gave you in one of the majalis, I say it's like that if an ant is moving on our palm of on the palm of our hand. So if an ant is over here in the middle, that ant cannot see its past, cannot see its future. We are similar, something like that. We very little remember from our past. Very little from our past. We know only something around ourselves. Few days, maybe we can forecast something for few days that this may happen. But our future, we cannot see. But Allah can see the entire life. Entire life. Our past, our present, our future. Everything for Allah is present. For Allah, nothing is past, nothing is future. Everything is in the presence of Allah. So Allah can clearly see our issues, our challenges. Allah has sent us in this world. Allah has sent in this world to test us and see that how we live, how we appear in our test. What Allah says in Surah Anbiya, verse number 35, Allah says, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut." That every creation will die. That they have to taste the death. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Wa nabluwakum. And we will test you. Bisharri wal khair. We will test you with giving you odd things, putting you in difficult times, challenging things. And we will test you by providing blessings and bounties, a wealth and different comfort. So a test is both ways. It's not only one way when we are facing challenges, we are jobless, we are moneyless, we have problems and issues in our family. It's one of its kind of test. The other is those who are feeling that, oh, alhamdulillah, I am at ease. I have no problem with my wife. My husband is very nice person. My children are very good. My parents are very good. I have no health issue. Again, this is a test from Allah. That when Allah has provided us everything, all the comfort, now how good we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we perform, how we are obedient to Him. So Allah tests us both ways. It's not only one way in challenging times. It's every moment which we are spending in this world, with this existence, we are giving test to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنًا. You will be tested. وَإِلَيْنَا وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you will indeed, and you will return to me. Now the qiyamah, the ma'ad, there are few things we should remember. One is maut, death. The other thing is barzakh, the time between our death and the day of judgment. The fourth thing is the day of judgment. What sort of day of judgment? Yawma yakun nasukal. That at that day, those people will be running away from each other. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبه وبنيه. That people will be running away. Husband from wife, wife from husband, children from parents, parents from children, friend from friend. Why they will be running? Those people will be afraid. Maybe this relative and beloved one of the world will take some sawab from my account, or give his guna and sends into my account. Although it won't happen at that day, but we have that fear from each other. Or maybe we are ashamed. We are ashamed what we have done in this world. We were hiding. We backbited other people. And now they will see, oh, this Maulana, we thought that he is so good person, and we see that he is doing so much ghibat and so backbiting and so on. He has tell this thing behind my back, that thing behind my back. Wow, what will happen that day? That's why in du'as it has been said, oh Allah, save me from being ashamed on that day when all my accounts will be open in front of all the humanity, all the creation. That's why we say, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, the one who covers our sins, our mistakes, and forgive us. Yamhullah ma yasha, and Allah forgives us. No, it's not forgiveness. Allah cleans the slate of our bad deeds. Cleans as if we have not done anything. Not done anything. You put your right on the boat, you rub it, there is an impression. That is, when you rub it, it is called ghufran, that Allah is forgiven. But some impact is over there. Allah is not going to give torment, but there is something over there. But when Allah say yamhullah ma yasha, that Allah will clean it, that there will be no impact, as if you have not done anything. Now these verses are for whom? For whom Allah is saying? For whom? For us, my dear, for us. For those people who strive on the path to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To give homage and respect and obedience to Quran and Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. Now how to give homage and respect? Just by saying salam. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salamu alayka Amirul Mu'minin. Is this the only way? This is the basic thing. Giving respect, showing your love to them, is to be obedient to them, to follow their footsteps. A person like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was leaving Medina towards Makkah, or towards Karbala, we can say, what he said? Imam said, أريد أن آمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر وأسير بسيرة جدي وأبي علي بن أبي طالب. He said, I am going out of Medina to do what? Amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. To correct the society. The society which has changed its value. I want to bring back those true and good values on its place. This is called justice. The values which has been misplaced. The values which has been changed. The values which has been blended with evil and satanic actions and mindsets and theories. My dear Imam Hussein today is calling us and telling us, if you are my lover, if you say that you are my Shia, so my mission was to do Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Amar bil Ma'ruf, that to promote good. To promote good. and give the awareness to the people about the evil things. What is wrong? Nobody says take a stick in your hand, just beat your people and then say this is right, this is wrong. No. There's a logical, a rational ways. But it will only happen when we are aware and we have knowledge of the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, that what Imam Hussain really wanted to do in Karbala. Really Imam Hussain wanted to do something in Karbala? Imam Hussain was heading towards Kufa. The people were saying, Imam, come early, come early. The food has ripened, that the people are ready to welcome you. Ready to welcome you what? Ready to welcome you so you can change the government of Bani Umayyah and bring back the government of Islam over here. Why Imam Hussain was heading towards Kufa? There was a mission behind it. The mission behind it. Yes, he knew. My mission was over there. But this will happen. So people, do not forget the direction which Imam Hussain alayhi salam given us was Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, to promote good. So we need to know what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong, what is divine and what is evil. So we can promote, encourage people with rationality, with logic. So people can be convinced that yes, this is the righteous path. There is no compulsion. Allah ikrah fid deen. Allah ikrah fid deen, that you cannot push someone to accept Islam. Yes. We cannot do it. It's Allah said. But what? What is our responsibility? To introduce the true and pure teachings of Islam to our generations to come, to the people, the society in which we are living. Tell them with your own akhlaq, with your own character. It should be, it's Imam, the sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, what's Imam alayhi salam say? Kunu lana zayna wa la takunu lana shayna. That you should be a mean of pride, you should be a way of pride for us. That when people look to you, say that yes, these are the followers of Imam Jafar Sadiq, because they are punctual on salat, they never lies, they are trustworthy, they are good, they are humble, and so on. Don't become a person that people condemn by looking you. They will blame, oh, what sort of guides they have, what sort of leaders they have. And they blame our leaders, na'uzubillah, because of our mistakes, our sins. When people see us, they say, oh, these are the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When we make some mistakes in azadari, when we mistake in our celebration, when we make mistakes in our dealings, okay, you were Shia, okay, you are Shia, that you are the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, that's why you did, na'uzubillah. Because of a bad character, we are making our divine leaders ashamed. We should not be the source for shamefulness for them. We should be the source of comfort to them. We should be source of pride to them in our relations. One of the things which we need to be wanted to discuss in previous nights, couldn't get that time, but just wanted to mention that these are the things which we follow. The mouth, death, barzakh, then the day of judgment will come. And then jaza wa saza, that is the rewards and punishment. What we have done, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, that this dunya, this world is the cultivating land for hereafter. So whatsoever we will sow over here, we will reap over there. So the rewards, the punishment will be given over there. A person, at times we come across with the people, believers, Shias, Muslims, say, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, He is a forgiven. I always say that, my dear, there is no doubt that Allah is a forgiver, Allah forgives everything. But Allah is also a just creator. He's a just person. He is an adil. What is the Allah Himself in Quran? Allah says, "Hal yastabil ladina ya'lamuna wal ladina la ya'lamun." That those people who know and who doesn't know, are they same? An intelligent and an ignorant, are they same? Day and light, are they same? It cannot be same. The person who have practiced and being obedient to Allah entire life, Allah will give him paradise, place him in the paradise. And the person who hasn't been obedient to Allah, Allah will forgive him and send him to paradise next to that person. So what is the mistake of that person who has been obedient the entire life? Allah cannot do injustice to that person. So that's why there is a levels, different level. Every live person will go according to his own a'mal, his own actions. And not only actions, but the level and depth and strength of his or her iman. Iman, the level of iman, the yaqeen, the conviction which we have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone has maybe 5%, some other has 10%, some have 50%, some have 80%. So how can these all can be same? The one who has the level of 5 and the person who has level of 50, so they cannot be same. So Allah cannot do injustice. Of course, the rewards of the person who have the iman of 50% iman or 70% iman is much, much, much higher and better than the person who has only 5%. So the Quran says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينَهُ. The one whose scales of good deeds are heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةَ الرَّاضِيَةِ. That person will be in complete pleasure and comfort on that day. وَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينَهُ فَأُمَّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Allahu Akbar. And those whose scales of good deeds. Allah is not talking about the good and bad deeds. Allah is just discussing about the good deeds. Allah says those whose scales are heavy, they will have no problem, no confusion, no anxiety on that day of judgment. But those whose scales of good deeds are lighter, then their place is the bottom of the fire of the hell. So we need to be careful. We are the true flag bearers of Islam. We, the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we the followers of Quran, we the flag bearers of Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas, most significant, he was a very valiant and courageous person, but he never fought. What was the courage? Where was that courage? Where was that distinction and distinguished feature in the personality of Hazrat Abbas? It was his loyalty to Imam Hussein, his loyalty to Islam, his loyalty to cause of Islam. Although he was been given the safe passage to leave Imam Hussein alayhi salam by Shimr al-Mal'un, Hazrat Abbas said, you are giving me the safe passage, and the son of Fatima will be killed? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbas' loyalty was in the obedience, being obedient to his imam, to his leader. We are the followers of Hazrat Abbas, and we feel pride. Why not we should feel pride? Although Hazrat Abbas wasn't infallible, but Allah has given him the qualities to give shafa'at. And not on the day of judgment, but also in this world. You won't find people who go for the ziyarat of Imam Hazrat Abbas, and they stood under the tomb of Hazrat Abbas, and if they seek and they ask something from Allah, indeed the dua will be acceptable. Dua will be acceptable. Blind who have been born blind, they got eyes. The people who were being paralyzed, they got cured from Hazrat Abbas. He was an imam. He was an imam. Why has Allah has given him so much power even after his death? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We give the intercession, O Allah, bihaqqi Hazrat Abbas, accept our du'as. Allah accepts our du'as. As I said, it was, as ulama said, it's not my emotions and passion just. It's just coming from the ulama, urafa. They have what they have praised and the way they have prayed about Hazrat Abbas, which was an actual. Yes, at times there are some exaggerations about Hazrat Abbas and ghuluv, which is wrong. But they are true essence that Hazrat Abbas have those qualities. Hazrat Abbas, what sort of personality Hazrat Abbas had? We just know about something, a little bit about Karbala, that's it. Is it been mentioned beside his, that how tall he was and how strong he was? He was an obedient servant of Allah. It's been said that between his two eyes, there was asar al-sujood over here. What is asar al-sujood? There's a sign of doing sijda over here. The sign of doing sijda doesn't just by offering 5-time prayers becomes an asar over here and some sign over here. It needs to be something, doing something more, a lot more. Then that it comes. So it shows that when Hazrat Abbas has been said, he was in his 30s, 34 or 38 or 36, he was so pious person. Hazrat Abbas was being brought in this world for what? One reason. Because Amir al-Mu'minin knew that the day will come that Hussein will need a strong brother. A day will come when Islam will need a strong and brave son. Allahu Akbar. So after the death of Hazrat Fatima, Salamullah alayha, can we say Salat Muhammad wa Aliman? After the death of Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Ali asked his brother Aqil to find a lady who can give a birth to a brave child or brave children. Allahu Akbar. So his brother, he went and searched for a family of brave people. They came across to Fatima bint Huzama, that the name of the mother of Hazrat Abbas was also Fatima. But this, her title was Ummul Baneen. Ummul Baneen. Why? Because Ummul Baneen had four sons. Four sons. And all were been killed in Karbala. Yes, my dear. Hazrat Abbas, his strength and distinguished feature in his personality is being obedient to his imam. Look, same thing was being said by Hazrat Qasim, a 13-year-old child, that my death is sweet, sweeter than honey, if I am under the flag of Imam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali Akbar said the same thing, that if we are on the right path, then there is no doubt or there is no fear that we will die, a death will come towards us, or we move towards our death. Hazrat Abbas was the same way. He was prepared. He was eager to go to the battlefield. To the battlefield. Allahu Akbar. He saw many people. He saw many people going one by one on the battlefield of Karbala and giving away their lives. They were being scattered. They were being scattered bodies of companions of the Holy Prophet and the Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Some of the companions who have seen the Holy Prophet, they also been martyred. The companions of Imam Hussein's body were being scattered. They were all over the land of Karbala. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbas comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Hazrat Abbas comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and says, my brother, allow me to go and fight. In some of the narrations it's been said that Imam said that you are the commander in chief of my company, my army. How can I allow you? Hazrat Abbas said, oh my Mawla, oh my Aka, where is that? Where is this army? Where is this battalion? I am the commander of that battalion. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I would like to recite some ashar, some poetry in Farsi and Persian. Inshallah you will understand. I will translate a little bit. It says, می زنم شمشیر می گویم حسین گر ببارد تیر می گویم حسین حسین بودم با حسین هستم گر جدا گردد از بدن انا عباس علی من که سکایم سکای حرام می روم آبی در خیمه بروم گرچه تشنه گرچه اتشانم فکر لبهای خشک تفلانم انا عباس علی دست من باشد دست حیدری می کنم در میدان دلاوری من علی را نور دو عین باشم مادرم گفت با حسین باشم انا عباس علی گر که صد پاره گردد بننم گر شود خاک صحرای کفنم نام مولایم بر لبم باشد نهضت سرخش می مکتبم باشد انا عباس علی الله اکبر میرے مولا عباس جباته
امام کے پاس فرماتے مولا مولا مجھے اجازت دیجئے کہ میں جا کر ان دشمنوں کا قلعہ کما کروں. امام فرماتے ہیں تو میرا لشکر کے سردار ہو. ابھی بھائیوں میں گفتگو چل رہی تھی, صدائی ننے بچوں کی, اللہ تاش ہائے پیاس. Oh, thirst those little kids were crying for water because of the intensity of their thirst. They were thirsty for many days. Allahu Akbar. Hussein said, oh Abbas, if you would like to go into the battlefield, you may go, but before you go, bring some water for these children. Bring some water for these children. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sakina, Hazrat Ruqayyah, Allahu Akbar, overheard the conversation of these two brothers. When she saw that Hazrat Abbas has agreed to bring water from Furat, she just brought that mishkiza, that she brought that bottle to fill it. That's why we say Sakai Sakina. Allahu Akbar. A person who was the water fetcher for Sakina alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, he took it. Hazrat Sakina mushkiza lekar jaise hi nehr al-qama ki taraf chale, ha ye sawal karte hain, ay al-qama, mera abbas کہاں ہے؟ اے القمہ, میرے عباس کے دو بازو کہاں ہیں؟ اے القمہ, تو نے میرے عباس کو سیراب تو نہیں کیا, اسے تشنہ علم بھیجا, لیکن القمہ تو نے میرے عباس کے دو بازو بھی لے لیے. Abbas went courageously towards the canal of Al-Qama. Allahu Akbar. There were been 4,000 people, God guiding. There were 4,000 people who were guide, would be guarded over there, that not even a drop of water could enter into the camps of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. This son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas, he fought many people over there. It's been said in his historical books that he killed 20 to 40 people over there to enter into the Al-Qama, enter into the Furat. Allahu Akbar. He filled the entire bottle. He was thirsty. He also had no water for last 3 days. Allahu Akbar. He took the water in his palm, wanted to drink, just reminded himself and said, Allahu Akbar, how it is possible that I quench my thirst and the son of Fatima remains thirsty? It is not possible that I may drink the water and the son of Fatima is still thirsty. Allahu Akbar. He dropped water on Nehr al-Qama. Allahu Akbar. I will say, O Al-Qama, oh the water of Al-Qama, how unfortunate and unlucky you were that you could not able to fulfill the thirst and quench of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. He took the bottle on his shoulder, and now his ultimate objective to reach to the camps of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. He was He was now walking towards the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, because this enemy has saw his fight, that he wasn't fighting like in a battlefield, but still he was able to kill around 40 people. Allahu Akbar. So they hide on the right side and on the left side, on the right and left side. As Abbas was heading towards the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, a person came from behind, from the right side, and he chopped his right hand. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Abbas said, "In qata'atum yamini, inni uhami abadan andini." Allahu Akbar. Even if you chopped my right hand, I will always support my deen and my religion. I will always support my Mawla Hussain alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Abbas goes ahead. Again another person came from behind, from the right side, left side, and the left hand was being chopped from the body of Hazrat Abbas. Allahu Akbar. Dono bazu juda ho gaye. Dono bazu juda ho gaye. Abbas. Ab jab dekha शेर-ए-खुदा, शेर-ए-अली का बेटा, अली का ये शेर बेटा, अब कोई डर नहीं है, तो तीरों की बारिश. When they saw that there is no hand, no bars, there's no hand, so we don't have to be afraid. So Abbas was being rained with the arrows. His body was being filled with the arrows. Abbas tried to save the bottle of the water. Allahu Akbar. He was still hopeful, although his both hands were being chopped off, although his body was being hurt. Allahu Akbar. But his all dedication was to take the water towards the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. But when arrow come and enters into the bottle, and water drains down to the field of Karbala, the hopes of Abbas also drain down. Allahu Akbar. A person came from behind and struck with his sword on the head of Abbas. Waliya Wabasa. Allahu Akbar. Abbas came down from his horse. Allahu Akbar. It's been said. One of the speakers, he recited the masaib of Hazrat Abbas in Karbala or in Najaf. He dreamed on the same night that Hazrat Fatima came in his dreams and said, Oh reciter. Why you did not recite it, the entire masaib of my son? The reciter say, Oh Fatima, I have recited all the masaib of Imam Hussain. Fatima says, no, my son Abbas recited that everyone who came and fell from his horse, they had hands to support their bodies. But when Abbas, my son, from horse, he fell on his face. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Does he say, Alayka minni salam, ya Aba Abdullah. Is that a salam? Salam, ya Abdullah. My Mawla Hussain. My Mawla Hussain was standing on the hard place, and he tried to watch Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas, when he saw Abbas going down from his horse, he said, Al-Qalan, Inkasar al-Zahri. Allahu Akbar. And now my support has gone. God. My support is God. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein ran towards Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. When he reached over there. Jab pahunche, Hazrat Abbas ka sar apne pehlu mein rakha. Aur farmaya, Abbas koi aakhri arzu hai to bata mere bhai. Kaha ek arzu hai? Bhai, mere aankhon mein khoon ke qatre aa gaye hain. Zara ise saaf karna. Aakhri martaba aapke chehre ki ziyarat karna. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Abbas just saw his brother just for the last time and said, yes, I have one request. Just don't take my body towards the camp. I don't know why. Maybe he could not able to face Sakina, who was waiting for his uncle to bring water. What sort of reply Abbas can give to her? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah, Hazrat Abbas died in the hands of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yes, Allah has given the virtue to Abbas, that whosoever get the wasata and intercession of Hazrat Abbas, Allah will accept his prayer. My dear, tonight is the night. Don't go away empty-handed. You may ask whatever you like for yourself, for your forgiveness for your sins, forgiveness for your parents, forgiveness for your beloved ones. Ask whatever you want for the people who have been imprisoned, for the oppressed people in Palestine. Ask help for the oppressed people in Iraq, oppressed people in Yemen, oppressed people in Kashmir, oppressed people in Afghanistan, oppressed people in Pakistan, oppressed people in India, oppressed people in Nigeria. Allahu Akbar. All over the world. Ask Hazrat Abbas to give us that strength, that power, and that responsibility, so we can be defenders of Islam, so we can be follow the footsteps of Rabbul Fadl Abbas. Allahu Akbar. Ask for them, even if you want the child, if you want your wealth, if you want peace, whatever you want, don't go empty-handed. Ask whatever you want. Why the tears are in your hands, I guarantee you that your dua will be acceptable. Hazrat Abbas will not reject a single prayer from you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbas passed away in the arms of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam took that mishkiza and the broken alam towards the camp. When Hazrat Sakina saw that the alam is coming, that the flag of Hazrat Abbas is coming, she thought that my uncle is coming back with water. Allahu Akbar. Ajrukum alallah. But when she saw that broken flag is over there, where the broken flag is over there, the water bottle with a hole, it's over there, but there is no uncle. Hazrat Sakina did not ask about water. The first question she did from her father is that, Where is my uncle? Where is my Abbas? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These ladies in camps overheard the conversation of father and daughter. They came out and said, Wa Muhammada, Wa Aliya, Wa Fatima. My Mawla, Imam Zaman. Allah, says in Ziyarat Naya, my salam and salute to Abu al-Fadl Abbas, my salam and salute on his chopped hands. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, my salam on the body which fell onto the ground with no hands. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifnaik. Alayka minni assalamu allahi abada ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر الأهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليك يا أبا الفضل العباس. السلام عليك يا عبد الصالح المطيع لله ولرسوله. الله أكبر. اللهم نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم العز الأجل الأكرم وبدم مقتول بكربلاء. يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله بحق العباس. يا الله بحق أبو الفضل. يا الله بحق عباس. يا الله بحق أبو الفضل. يا الله بحق سقاء سكينة. أي پروردگار أي پروردگار إن عبادت مارا از ما قبول فرما. Oh Allah, accept this little deed from us. Oh Allah, accept all our tears which we have shared in the sorrow and grief of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Allah, accept all these tears which we have shed, our broken hearts for Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Oh Allah, bring us closer to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Oh Allah, bring us closer to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Oh Allah, bring us closer to Islam. Bring us closer to Quran. Bring us closer to yourself. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to follow thee. Footstep of Abul Fadl Abbas. Oh Allah, hasten the reappearance of our 12th Imam and give us tawfiq to be amongst his true followers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kull waliyyaka al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka wa alayhi wa ala wa abai fi hadhihi sa'ati وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. مات بحسين.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.